Welcome to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. We're on international mode this week as Great Britain prepare to head to Budapest in Hungary for the World Championships Division 1 Group A, starting with a game against Slovenia on Sunday. Two Brayhead Clan players are involved in Pete Russell's squad, Pete Russell of course being the clan coach as well. Brendan Brooks and Zach Sullivan are preparing to don the colours for their country this week. I caught up with Zach Sullivan this week, and after a couple of years of just missing out on the squad, the first thing I asked him was how excited he was to be involved this time.
Yeah, it's like you say, it's something that I've always wanted to do. I think everyone that plays hockey in this country wants to play for Team GB one day, and I've been lucky enough to be picked this week, and I'm just going to go and, you know, impress the coach as much as I can, and hopefully I can do my bit for the team, and we can achieve what we set out to do in the tournament.
How much do you enjoy the experience of playing in the games at the weekend there against Lithuania? I think you only played the Sunday, am I right in saying that?
Yeah, I only played the Sunday. Unfortunately, we lost, but it was good fun. Mindy Kiris was in the lineup, so I played with him before, and getting to play against Kasparaitis, I think that's how you say his name. He's NHL, over 1,200 NHL games, so it was really good experience. We got to kind of take the positives as a team and learn from the negatives, and hopefully turn everything into the team that we want to be by the time we get to World Championships.
Of course, a lot of guys in that team are guys you come up with, you come up against your week in, week out in the Elite League. You know, there's so many experienced guys in there. So how different is it to be in the same team as them? Is it a little bit surreal?
Yeah, I mean, every D-man on this team I've got a huge respect for. I love watching them play when I play against them and learning little things off them all the time and getting to actually pick their brains while I'm on the same team as them. It's really good, and hopefully I can use it to make myself better and in turn make the team better. And it's good fun playing with them. It's a good atmosphere at the moment, and hopefully we can carry that on all the way through.
Campaign starts on Sunday, the first game of the campaign. How excited are you to be involved in a senior world championship campaign?
Yeah, it's really exciting. I think we're all hoping that the Kings can win a few games against the Golden Knight, so we don't have to play against Kopitar. But it'd be fun. I'm gonna go have fun and try and do everything I can, do everything I'm asked to do, and hopefully I can contribute to a team that achieves the ambitions that we set out.
And of course, you're working with Pete Russell. You work with him at under 20 level. If you're still at Brayhead next year, he's going to be your club coach as well. How nice is it to be back working with Pete again? And is it any different to when you worked with him before?
Yeah, I mean, he's a great coach. He knows his systems, and he knows what he wants from his team. He's set out very clearly what he wants us to do and what he wants from us. And he had two great assistants in Keith and Corey too. So, you know, it's a really good coaching team, and it really sets us up well to get the best out of the team we've got, and like I said, to try and achieve the targets we're setting.
Tell us when you found out that you were going to be in this final squad for the trip to Hungary. When did you find out? What was your reaction? That kind of thing.
We had post-game meetings on the Sunday after both of the games, and we got called in the office one by one, and to be honest, my initial reaction was a bit shocked. Took a while to settle in, and obviously now I'm over the moon that I get a chance to play with these guys, and like I said, I hope I can just go and do my bit and contribute to a team that, again, achieves the targets we set out.
And of course, it's a team that won the gold medal in Belfast last year. Is that daunting from your point of view? You're kind of the new boy coming in there?
No, there's quite a few new guys in. Obviously, some of the best GB guys of all time have retired from international, so it's a great chance to just come in and show what I can do and do my bit, do what I'm asked to do, and see where we are by the end of the tournament.
The topic of conversation changed as Sully and I talked about Brayhead Clan and the two signings made to the club for the 2018-19 season. Scott Pitt and Zach Fitzgerald will be back in purple next season, two former teammates of Sully, and I asked him how excited was he to see the two guys back for the club. Sully, you've not signed for the Clan for next season yet, but Scott Pitt and Zach Fitzgerald have. Two guys you know well. How pleased are you to see them back at Brayhead Clan?
Yeah, it was. It's been quite hard to play against Pitty this year. You know, he's a very skillful player, and especially being reunited with Bex, they've got a great partnership going. And playing against Fitzy for the last 3 years, it's quite weird to play against him, really. Having them both back, I mean, they both feel so at home there, and Pitty's all-time top point scorer, and yeah, I just hope they can emulate the seasons that they've had with us before.
Fitzy's been made captain as well. I mean, you've played under some good captains there. Matt Keith has been one. What sort of leadership qualities do you think Fitzy will bring to Brayhead Clan?
Oh, I mean, he leads by example at every game he plays. You know, he wears his heart on his sleeve, and you can see the emotion that he brings. And he's a winner. He wants to win every single game. He won't turn up, regardless of who you're playing. He'll turn up with the same attitude and the same will and desire to win every game. So he leads by example, and you can feed off him, and you can take his energy and really build it into your own game.
You talked about what it was like playing against Pitt, and I think you mentioned it the same playing against Fitzy, but given that he's a D-man, what was it like playing with him? What was he like on the ice to work with? Is he the kind of guy that talks you through a game, or is it just maybe certain things he does that helps you in your position?
Yeah, I mean, I think I was his D-partner most of my first year, and he gives you the confidence to make a play, and you know that if you do turn the puck over or you make a bad pass, that he's going to be there behind you, and he's going to kind of clear up your mess. And if someone runs you from behind in the corner, for example, he's there to protect you if he needs to. And you know, he's just an all-round team guy, and he does everything he can for the team, and like I said, wears his heart on his sleeve every game.
That's two signings that's got the fans excited. Are you hopeful that the more signings to come will also be equally received very well from the fans?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, you've got top point scorer in the league. I know he didn't play last season, but he didn't play all of last season here, but the season before, Pitty, top point scorer in the league. And, you know, Fitzy, everyone knows what Fitzy brings. I mean, he's a guy that you hate to play against, but love to have on your team. And it's the start of a really good team. You could have a team that could challenge for trophies.
And that was Zach Sullivan talking about GB's chances this week in the World Championships in Budapest and discussing the return of two former teammates to the Clan ranks for next season. Thanks very much for listening. Keep up to date with the Clan on the website, brayheadclan.com. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Brayhead Clan. Don't forget to like the official Facebook page also. I'll be back with more interviews throughout the summer as Clan Radio gets ready for a busy summer from Brayhead Clan. Thank you very much for listening. I'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.